$60 million. I don't know that. They're going to spend millions of dollars calling millions of independent voters, and it's a direct tie saying Barack Obama hangs around with terrorists who bomb the Pentagon. Folks, look, we all know what malarkey it is, but ladies and gentlemen, we cannot take anything for granted. So my plea to you is, not only thank you for what you've done tonight, but do everything you can, everyone you know, anywhere else in the country as well as here. Make the case for us. Ladies and gentlemen, we lost a couple states by less than one vote per precinct. One vote per precinct. And ladies and gentlemen, you saw what happened in 2000. We won the popular vote and we lost the electoral vote. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a great deal at stake. So my plea to you is, we have less than 3 weeks to go. This is the time for us to focus like we never have before, because literally, the fate of your kids depends on what happens. Let me end by saying, all the gloom and doom is out there. Barack Obama and I, today we're on the phone with our economic advisors. I think Barack has assembled the finest team of economic advisors in this country's ever seen. And it was interesting to listen. You had all these brilliant minds, Republicans and Democrats, former Republican Secretaries of the Treasury and Democratic Secretaries of the Treasury, the leading economic minds in the country. And they're going through all the things that are going on around the world. It's a pretty bleak picture right now. And what made me so proud of Barack, is he orchestrated the meeting with about 20 of these folks, myself included on the call, was he did what I knew he would do. He ended up by saying, look, gentlemen, ladies, this is looking pretty bleak, but I promise you the American people are ready, and we are ready to begin to change the landscape. It's going to take us a little bit of time. But folks, you know, there's seldom an opportunity that a president gets delivered to a moment where in fact he or she is put in a position that they literally have an opportunity to literally change the country and all the direction of the world. Literally. That has not occurred since 1932. So I want you to know how we look at this. We look at this with deadly earnest seriousness about what has to be done. But we also look at it with great optimism and hope about how we can change things.
Yeah.
I'm always being kidded by my colleagues, Barbara and Diane, for always, excuse me, Mayor, for quoting Irish poets. I think I do it because I'm Irish. That's not the reason I do it. I do it because they're the best poets. And my favorite modern Irish poet is a guy named Seamus Heaney. And he had a poem that won the Nobel Prize in the mid-90s called The Cure of Troy. And there's a stanza in that poem that I think represents the sentiment that lives in the heart of the vast majority of Americans. And I think Barack understands it better than anybody I have come across. And the stanza goes like this. It says, history teaches us not to hope on this side of the grave, but then, once in a lifetime, that great tidal wave of justice rises up, and hope and history rhyme. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, with your help, we have a chance to make hope and history rhyme.